Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Charles W. Cavick. Chuck is an original founding member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1998, and he is the author of Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction. He is a significant columnist for Forbes.com, and he has a number of other endeavors, which he's going to tell us about in just a little bit. He's our good friend Chuck Cavick. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Community of Liberty, is that right?
That's right. Community of Liberty. I'm the founder now of Community of Liberty.
Yep. Communityofliberty.com?
Liberty.org.
.org. .org. Okay. And also engage...
And also the author...
Go ahead.
The author of the pamphlet, 21st Century Gold Standard. Which
there you go.
Find at goldenage.com.
There you go.
Download there.
So you've been tracking this jobs picture, America's jobs picture.
Yeah.
I've talked a lot about this on the show. I started talking about structural and cyclical unemployment before anybody else did. Nobody else was talking about the difference between cyclical and structural unemployment when I started talking about it years ago. And lately I've been talking a lot about U3 and U6 and how we're being misled by a lot of people on what the real unemployment situation is going on. And I'd like to know your thoughts on this.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the number of people who are discouraged and have dropped out of the workforce is very high. I think the participation rate is down 2.5 percentage points. So the unemployment rate, which is just now over 8%, the official unemployment rate, I think is a pretty big consensus, vastly understated.
But that's the U3 report that everybody uses
right.
as a handy little tool. It's got a little handle on it people can carry around. But that's only half the picture.
That's right. And even the U6 report isn't the total picture.
Right.
In the sense that the reason we designed this new report called the Missed Jobs Report is it doesn't count the number of jobs that were necessarily destroyed by
mm-hmm.
government. It doesn't report explicitly the number of jobs, this is the special one, that were never created because a company
right.
said, you know, I just can't get there. Lost opportunity, right? So, anyway, the people at Engage America, which is a nonprofit organization that wants to engage Americans in the important conversations of our time, I collaborated with them, and they put up this new report on their website, engageamerica.com, called the Missed Jobs Report. And its purpose is to use Bastiat's phrase, the French journalist, make seen what's not seen. I mean, we know that local politicians and national politicians love to go to ribbon-cutting ceremonies
right.
for all the things that they have created, but of course they never count that they didn't create those. They took money from the private sector to give those special tax breaks or to give those special subsidies. And so this allows individuals, small businesses, and large businesses to begin to report, to make seen the negative impact of those
mm-hmm.
same government policies. And the goal is to really make government more accountable, because unless you can see it, it doesn't get reported. And if it doesn't get reported, it's not part of the political discourse.
Well, this is
part of the political discourse, then it's difficult to hold politicians responsible for the negative implications of their policies.
This is why I've been talking about, in my own way, in a different angle from you, Chuck, but just as important, both of them, is that we can't solve our employment problem, our unemployment challenge, if we don't understand where the problem is, and especially, and that's what I think you're getting at, if we don't understand not only where the problem is, but where the solutions could lie. And when you've got cyclical unemployment where people are just out of a job because the economy's off, that's one thing. But you got structural unemployment where we got people who are who are unqualified for the 21st century jobs. Chuck, there's something going on right now that a lot of people don't know about unless they're listening to my show, and that's that most small businesses, many, many, many small businesses have openings, but they can't find qualified workers. They could put people to work today, but they can't find qualified people. Now, that's part of the structural unemployment situation, Chuck.
That is part of the structural unemployment problem. And this site doesn't really get at that part of the problem. It gets more directly at the problem of the jobs that were destroyed or
right.
never created because of, like, Dodd-Frank
this,
or
and this,
fears
this
over
is
Obama
another thing, folks.
High
this
tax
is,
rate.
This is another angle, another element of the difficulty we've got in solving the employment situation. And we're going to talk more about this after these messages with Chuck Cadillac. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.